USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has set yet another record in daily confirmed coronavirus cases. Officials report more than 9,500, which tops the previous day total by more than 600. Politico reporter Mark Caputo is in Coral Gables.
The state has had kind of a patchwork approach to fighting coronavirus. The governor, Ron DeSantis, has, in a similar way that the president has deferred to locals, has himself deferred to locals. So, for instance, in Miami-Dade County, where I'm in, we've always been under an earlier and stricter lockdown relative to the rest of the state.
Florida is now banning alcohol consumption in bars because health officials blame the new outbreak on young adults that are flocking to establishments that opened 3 weeks ago. Texas has also seen a spike in coronavirus cases, leading to restrictions on businesses once again. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
More federal problems with virus restrictions. A federal judge is blocking New York City and state from enforcing some of its coronavirus restrictions. Details now from USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
The judge blocked New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo from enforcing limits they issued restricting the size of outdoor religious gatherings. The judge ruled de Blasio and Cuomo can't encourage people to take to the streets to protest racial inequality while restricting outdoor religious gatherings. The judge said the mayor and governor gave preferential treatment to thousands of protesters marching in close quarters in the streets violating social distancing rules while aggressively enforcing limitations on religious gatherings. The suit was brought by Catholic priests from upstate and Orthodox Jewish leaders in the city. They accused the governor and the mayor of an abuse of power and shuttering houses of worship while supporting mass protests. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The number of NYPD retirements are rising after protests to defund the police. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
The New York Police Department says so far this month, 233 members have filed for retirement, nearly double the amount compared to the same time last year. According to retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Darren Porcher, who teaches criminal justice at Pace University, the lack of support from political leaders is one component. The second is the cantankerous relationship between the police and community with relations. In the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis on May 25th, thousands of protesters have been marching daily against the police in New York City, and now hundreds are camping out in front of City Hall demanding Mayor Bill de Blasio cut over $1 billion from the New York City Police Department's budget.
The FDA said a bagged salad mix sold at multiple grocery stores, including Walmart and Aldi, may be responsible for sickening more than 200 people. The agency said the product has been linked to a tiny parasite called Cyclospora. Illnesses have been reported around the Great Lakes and Midwest. The CDC said it takes at least a month after you eat the salad before you show symptoms. The FDA said you should throw away any bagged salad mix in question. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.